Welcome to Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. Now here is your host, Katrina Forseth, a missionary serving as State Director for CEF of Illinois.
Hi, and thank you for listening to Telling Future Generations, where we seek to ignite God's people with a passion and to equip them in telling future generations about God and His Word. It's so easy in the everyday hustle and bustle of life to lose sight of keeping first things first and remembering why it is that we do what we do in serving the Lord. Recently, I had an opportunity to remember anew and share with others my heart's desire of why I do what I do in serving the Lord, specifically through the ministry of CEF and reaching children for Christ. It was right after I rededicated my life to the Lord when I was 15 years of age in the spring of 85. In those first couple of years, there were so many changes in my life that it felt like the Lord had just flipped me upside down. But at the same time, the Lord was putting my life back on track with Him. It was like my life and living for the Lord had just begun. My life now had a purpose. It was like I had a brand new beginning and a fresh start in my walk with the Lord and a spring in my step. So many memories come flooding back into my mind from that time, but two things in particular stand out to me that have become anchors to my soul that have today become part of my calling of why I do what I do in serving the Lord, particularly in ministry to children today. I remember that first summer after my freshman year in high school that one of my church leaders, Sharon Beitler, asked me to help out with Vacation Bible School, and I gladly accepted, and I was honored. Up until this point, I had no official CEF training in children's ministry, but I had a deep desire in my heart to passionately teach God's Word to children so they would know God and know His Word. My job at Vacation Bible School was to teach all the children in each grade their daily Bible verses and then drill them in memorizing all their verses for that whole week. What I actually taught to the children that week or how I taught them to help them learn all their Bible verses, I have no clue. I think it'd be great to listen to an audio tape or watch a video to see what I actually did do back then, but I do remember this. On the last day of VBS, I took a group of children outside and I asked them to sit down on the gravel. Why I had the children sit down on the stone parking lot at our church and not on the grass is beyond me, but that's what I did. I told the children that I had something very important to tell them, and I wanted them to listen. So here I was, about 15 years old, having a group of children huddle around me like I'm getting ready to tell them some big secret or something, or to give them like the last football play in the Super Bowl. But as the children gathered around me and sat down, I began to passionately share with them my heart, sharing with them my testimony and my recent rededication to the Lord. With all my heart, I encouraged them to not just know about Jesus here at VBS or while at church or to play games with God like I had done, but to daily desire to truly know Jesus and to walk with Him all their life and all the days of their life. I want the children to not just know Christ as their Savior, but to know Him as their Lord and to live for Him each day. I challenge the children to not waste their childhood years and their early teen life, but to come to know Jesus now and to walk with Him every day, both now and always. I remember the children were listening to me, and one of the girls, while I was talking, turned to another in the group saying, "Shh, be quiet. This is important. We need to listen." Whether what I said was really all that important or not is not the point, but what is my heart's desire that I believe God was laying upon my heart was to tell the children both then and now. Looking back, I now see that God was putting a burden. He was laying that burden upon my heart for ministry to children and telling them about Him. But God didn't just stop with that. Sometime that next year, probably almost a year later, in the spring of 86, I remember riding in the back seat of the car with my friend while my mom was driving us somewhere. All of a sudden, out of the blue, my mom turned and she asked me a question. She said, "Katrina, would you want to go to a CEF training school in Cedarville, Ohio, and work with CEF this summer and tell children about Jesus?" Now, if some of you know my background, you know that I have grown up with Child Evangelism Fellowship all of my life. I attended a CEF Good News Club when I was 3 years old, and then continued in a Good News Club all the way through my childhood years. My mom was a CEF volunteer teaching Bible classes every week in my public elementary school, teaching all the grades, 1 through 6, for all the years and beyond when I went to school. CEF was such a part of my life that the kids in my school called my mom the Jesus Lady because she came in every week to tell my whole school and my classmates all about Jesus and teaching them God's Word. We even had a Good News Club in our home for a while, and I also helped my mom in the fall at the county fair, inviting kids to come into the CEF fair booth to hear about Jesus while I passed out flyers to them, dressed up as a clown, inviting the children to come and hear the special story about the street of gold in heaven. My life had been so drenched with knowing about CEF through and through that if you were to ask me what a missionary is and what a missionary did, my response would be CEF. We even had CEF missionaries stay at our home, like Margaret Ann Bash, who first told me about Jesus when I was 3 years old, and we had other CEF missionaries stay in our home as well. Missionaries and CEF were so intertwined in my thinking and my upbringing that they were synonymous in the same sentence with me. Missions and CEF just go together, and that was that. But in spite of all of my background with Child Evangelism Fellowship, for some reason I had no clue that CEF had a training school for high school students called Christian Youth in Action and a summer ministry outreach to the children teaching backyard Bible clubs called Phi Day Clubs. How I missed that, I have no clue. But when my mom asked me that question while I was riding in the back seat of the car, I didn't even have to think about it. I remember looking at my friend Sherry, and then without even taking a breath to even pause, I said, sure, we'll do it. And before I knew it, off we went to a pre-training for CYIA students in Lima, Ohio, joining a handful of other teens from Northwest Ohio. And then just a few weeks later, we went to Cedarville Christian College, where we joined about 30 other teens from across the state who were also giving of their summer to tell children about Jesus and teach Friday clubs all summer long. I remember while I was at the Christian Youth in Action Training School that it was like a light bulb went on in my heart and in my head. I had always known about the gospel and about Jesus since I was a child. I knew the gospel to be true here in my head. I knew the gospel to be true also here in my heart. But how to get the gospel out of my mouth and tell others about Jesus, that was another story. But now, because of the CEF training, I was learning how to share the gospel effectively and clearly with others, especially children. From that time on, I've always had a built-in bias that I personally believe is true, that if a person can share the gospel with a child so that a child can clearly understand, then you can share the gospel with anyone of any age or from any religion. The teaching skills I learned at that CEF two-week training school were invaluable to me and absolutely life-changing. I also learned how to teach children God's Word, including how to teach scripture memory verses to children with application teaching for both the unsaved and saved child, coupled with fun review games. I learned how to lead music, engage children, and most importantly, how to develop and teach an evangelistic, gospel-centered Bible lesson with a clear gospel message and invitation for children to trust in Christ as their Lord and Savior, and also to help the saved Christian child grow in their faith and walk with the Lord. My life and ministry since that initial training school has never been the same. I know today that I would probably never even be in ministry or have been prepared as well for ministry if it wasn't for the CEF Christian Youth in Action Training School that I went to when I was a teen. After the training school, my friend Sherry and I went back home to Northwest Ohio and taught Phi Day Clubs all summer long in a three-county area, averaging 3 to 4 Bible clubs per day. I think in that first summer, we reached almost 300 children conducting over 20 Phi Day Clubs, and we saw many of those children trust in Christ as their Lord and Savior. In one of those Phi Day Clubs that we taught that first summer, we were at an open park pavilion in Forest, Ohio, near where I grew up. We had upwards of 30 to 40 children each day who attended the CEF Phi Day Club. I remember on one of those days, towards the end of the week, we had several children respond to the gospel invitation after hearing the Bible lesson. I remember sitting down at a park bench and talking with one of the girls, sharing with her the gospel message, and that day she trusted in Christ as her Lord and Savior. After the little girl left to join the others, I remember just sitting back there on the bench thinking, wow, I would love to just do this the rest of my life. I can't imagine doing anything better than spending my whole life in telling children about Jesus. Little did I know then, that was exactly what God was going to do. He was putting on my heart both then and still now today a heart's desire to serve Him and to tell children about Him all of my days. Looking back, I can see how the Lord began preparing me and equipping me, even in my early ages, for my future ministry that He has given me today. Some years later, I found out that the same little girl that God gave me the opportunity to lead to Christ that day at the Forest Park grew up, and years later, she herself became a CEO CEF summer missionary and served with CEF as a volunteer worker, where she is still serving today in Northwest Ohio, telling other children about Jesus too. When my mom told me that, I was blown away and my heart soared, because it almost doesn't get any better than that, than to see ministry to others go full circle. I was thrilled to hear what God had done. From that point on, that first summer, I was hooked on CEF, hooked on ministry to children, and hooked on serving Jesus and telling others about Jesus the rest of my life. It gave me such a refining focus in life and assurance of what God wanted me to do and what God wanted me to be and how God wanted me to live my life all for Him and telling others and teaching others all about Him. I loved what I did so much that first summer that I signed up again to do CEF and to teach 5-day clubs again the next summer in 87. From then till now, and every summer since then, even throughout my Bible school time at Moody Bible, I have always somehow, some way worked with children, teaching them God's Word and sharing with them the glorious gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. In 1993, I went full time with CEF, even while I was in Bible seminary, serving eventually a few years later as a CEF local director in Columbia, South Carolina, and then now today as a state director here in Illinois with Child Evangelism Fellowship since 2000. This year for me now marks my 24th year serving with Child Evangelism Fellowship full-time. But really, my connection with CEF goes way back, all the way back, long before that, because beginning that first summer teaching 5-day clubs, and actually even before that, because I had grown up knowing and being involved with CEF since I was a little girl. It's amazing for me to see how God put all these pieces together like a giant jigsaw puzzle in my heart and life and future ministry. I didn't understand at the time all that God was doing. And there was definitely a time in my life when I tried to go a different path and walk my own way and follow a different plan, my plan, instead of God's plan. But God was so patient with me, and He still is today. God keeps wooing me back with His love and brings my heart back to Himself again and again, birthing within me His heart's desire for my life and causing my heart, in a small way, to reflect His. Recently, we had a CEF prayer time at our state office this past month. There were several of us gathered around to pray, but as we prayed, the Lord began to reignite and re-remind me of my first love and His heart's desire for my life, which is ministry to children. I know that this may sound strange, but the more administrative work I do and the more my time in the CEF state office grows and grows, it begins to push away my first love, which is being out there teaching others and ministering to the children. My daytimer and daily planner is exploding and is filled with my daily to-do lists that pile up and never seem to stop. Often the financial pressures are crushing and burdensome, and the unceasing emails, texts, and phone calls continue to mount up that I never seem to be able to catch up. But during this time of focused prayer, my heart was lifted up, and my first love and my heart's desire came back into focus, and my heart was refreshed. This ministry is not about my daily to-do list and preparing for staff meetings and laying out all of our ministry plans for the year. All these things are important, and all of that is fine. But the focus of my heart and the focus of all of our hearts and ministry needs to be first and foremost upon the Lord and on the ones whom God has called us to minister. And for us, it's the children, because that is what this ministry is all about. It's all about God, and it's all about them. Just this past week, two children late in the afternoon came walking over to our office. We were getting ready to leave and lock up for the day, but I realized that these children weren't just strolling through the parking lot having nothing to do. They had come over intentionally to our CEF office because they wanted to receive their next Truth Chasers Bible Club lesson so they could fill it out, complete it, and learn more about Jesus. And then just recently, I saw them again, stopping by our office to come and get their next Bible lesson. My heart was blessed when one of the girls then asked me, "When are we going to have a Bible club here again?" I told her when, and that we would get the information out to her and her sister and to the others in the neighborhood soon. My heart by all this was blessed and leap for joy that God was laying it upon these children's hearts to come and learn about Him and to get into God's Word and learn more about Jesus, God's Son. God was giving to them His heart's desire for them to know Him, just like He had done in my heart all those years ago. A lot of things have happened in my life since I was 15 years old, when I gathered those children together around me in that stone parking lot and sat them down to tell them what was on my heart for them and for the Lord. But my heart's desire from then till now, even when I sometimes forget, get busy, and lose focus, has never changed, but not because of me, but because of the Lord. God has laid upon my heart again and again His heart's desire to tell others about Him, especially the children, so they would know Him, know His Word, know His Son, and walk with Him all their days. This is my heart's desire, and may it continue to be so all by the Lord's grace, both now and always. Thanks again for listening to Telling Future Generations, and we hope you join us again next week.
Thank you for joining us today for Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. To learn how you can partner with Child Evangelism Fellowship to reach children in your community, please call 309-688-9699 or visit cefofillinois.com. Please join us again next week at the same time for Telling Future Generations. Tell me.